Got a lot of chlamydia cured at that City MD.
Oh, nice.
They do good with that.
Yeah?
In and out.
Oh, jeez. Sorry.
It's an urgent care?
Urgent care,
you
yeah.
You want to start over? Or you want
no, no. I mean, it's out there. Not recently. It. Years ago in yeah, my of heyday.
Course. Yeah.
They cured, cured your chlamydia.
One pill. Knocked it out.
I was supposed to have it. I didn't have it.
Oh,
someone
you
called me like, you have it. And I was like, I went to the doctor like, bro, you're good, dude.
Yeah, men don't get STDs that easily.
I think it is harder for guys to get it.
It is.
Yeah.
One time I got shit in my dick.
That'll get you, yeah.
Yeah, oh, and that hurt. God.
Yeah, that's like leprosy.
It was bad. It was a throbbing pain.
You had shit in your dick?
Yeah, in the dick hole.
How much shit you need in your dick to go to, like, to need to go to the doctor?
Very little.
A teeny bit?
Tiny amount. Like a BB. Yeah.
How much shit was in her pussy?
Tons. Who said it was a lady?
True.
Sorry for us to assume.
So you analed a lady and your dick got fucked up?
Yeah, and I didn't know what it was. I was, because it hurt right away. You know, when you get an STD, it takes like 2 weeks
yeah.
or something to kick in. This was right away, and I went to the doctor, and they were like, well, you passed all the tests. You might have shit in your dick. That was the diagnosis.
That's a City MD.
Yeah.
You might have some shit in your dick.
Yeah, that was a thing. That stinks.
But they give you a pill, and it goes in and kills the shit.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
I need that right now so I don't have the shit. So I can need that pill to kill all the shit in my body. I would take it every day.
I don't know. I enjoy a nice dump,
yeah.
dude.
True, but neutralizing would be powerful.
Yeah.
I got a shit like, hold on. Actually, fuck it. Let's go. I'll take this pill. Dissolves.
Dissolves the shit.
That's true. Road trips.
Yeah.
Yeah, comedy clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Especially in the city. That's the worst.
Oh, the cellar.
You get
toilet.
Into the cellar and you're like, fuck, I got to take a shit. And I'm here for the next 5 hours.
Ugh. Yeah.
I have to shit at the Village Underground.
And you have to shit next to an audience member who saw
you. Yeah, and
you
come out and they're like, hey, big fan.
Yeah, can you pass the toilet paper?
Nice.
Brutal.
Dang.
Yeah, I just dumped out at JFK this week.
Did you really?
2 days ago.
The
I
lounge?
Took a shit at JFK. No, regular.
Oh, the regular.
Packed fucking bathroom, dude. Foot to foot with a fucking immigrant.
I heard a dude in there
taking piles together.
International shitting, too. It's a whole different world.
There's always a fucking foreigner like washing his face and brushing his teeth.
Yes,
dude.
Yes,
every
exactly.
time. Every
doing the
time.
Nose hairs. Yeah.
I heard a dude handling business in an airplane bathroom the other day. Like sitting there. I took my end, so I had a 2-year-old like to take a shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like sitting there, like, all right, get on the toilet. And a guy was, you hear him going, like, I didn't realize because I was getting it from like a 2-year-old's perspective. Dudes are in there like moaning, groaning.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the guy was
talking.
You gotta
go headphones. You gotta block out your own explosions.
I couldn't. I was in there. That must be what was going on. The guy was on the phone. He goes, I'd like to ground swell with them, see if we can.
Oh, my God.
Dude, literally moaning. I swear to God, I'm not making it up. On a business call, being like, yeah, I'd like to get the leverage.
That is a power move.
It was crazy, dude.
But people like that, they've never, it sounds like they've never shit before. The shits are so explosive in an airport.
Well,
it's crazy.
Hold on a second.
No, I mean,
no,
I
that comes
9/11
a ton, dude.
You think they were stitched up like an African bride?
That's what it feels like. They were smuggling.
Yeah,
I love to see the boys washing their face.
Oh,
whole
yeah.
fucking shaving kit out on a disgusting JFK counter.
It's an old Asian man doing jumping jacks in front of me.
Tai Chi.
Yeah, I was startled, dude, because she was like commenting on people's shoes and shit. She's like, he has blue shoes. It's like, dude, chill.
Yeah.
That's code for you want to fuck
that guy. It's actually
the
last thing you want to hear,
don't
too.
Do that.
Because
I'm thinking that while I'm taking a shit. I'm like, hopefully no one recognizes me when I leave.
Oh,
they see my feet and hear me dumping.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be like, it's the guy in the white New Bounces. It's like, fuck.
Yeah. No one even offered up anything. She was like offering, like talking about the people's stuff next to us. Not a single like... friendly, like, haha. It was just people just...
Is your daughter?
Yeah.
How old?
2-year-old.
Oh, man.
Three. She's a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Hitting just like nonstop commentary on everything that was occurring. I was like, dude, stop.
I don't know what I would
do. Stop.
I don't know. I'd probably, I guess you got to laugh.
A little
and
chuckle.
Like, all right.
I'd come into the stall a little like,
watch out.
Come get you. I'm going to fuck your dad.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to rape you and your dad. I'm going to rape you guys.
Damn.
I'm going to fuck your dad.
A little trick. Yeah, that's fun.
If my foot touches your dad's foot, we have to have sex.
Yeah.
So what do? You beeline to the stall? You don't want her seeing any random dong.
You just go right to the stall. It wasn't too
kids
bad.
Take in dong.
I don't know. Yeah. Like a lady? A girl?
Little girls can take
little
in
girl.
Dong. They have no idea what
they
it
don't.
Is.
They truly don't, dude. They
They're
start
like,
to,
what
around
is
three,
that?
They start to kind of
how
like,
come yours is different?
Yeah.
They'll around three, they start asking questions. They'll start, and they'll stare in a way that you're just like, dude, I want to cut my dick off right now.
Yeah.
So when they're babies, you pee, and it's like whatever. And one day they just go, you're like, all right. That's enough.
Yeah, we would sword fight, me and my dad.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Did you guys
fun.
Do that?
Yeah.
He would do it over the shoulder, too, when he'd pee behind me. You guys didn't do that?
You'd catch some dribble doing that, dude.
He was good. He had a laser beam.
There's no way you don't catch dribble on the way out. Maybe. Although you outlast a kid. Your piss is longer than a kid's.
Oh, yeah. I was out of there.
So you were already out of the firing zone. God, my mom used to read me books when I took shit sometimes.
That's the best.
Damn.
And I remember the very last time being too old for it. Yeah. I'd be like, can you read one of those books? And she was like,
it was like, for whom the bell tolls.
Yeah. I'm on chapter 38. Can you start from page 270? 76.
She's just holding your phone for an audiobook. Yeah, having a book read to you while you're taking a dump.
It was nice.
Awesome.
It was one of those, I forget what they're called. It was like cardboard books with like the gold.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, whatever those were.
I know those.
I remember it. It was like the Pokey Puppy or something.
Damn. What is this?
I used to love the Pokey Puppy.
This is like 2013.
That just came to me. I haven't thought of that fucking title in forever. Pokey Puppy. I got to Google what that looks like.
Pokey Puppy.
You got to get that. Put that on there as your bathroom reader. The Pokey Puppy.
I don't
know
that one.
I never heard of that either.
Yeah, the Pokey Puppy. The Pokey Little Puppy.
What was the Pokey Puppy up to?
Dude, don't worry about it. Look at it with the cardboard and the gold binder.
Yeah.
I closed it like a dumbass.
It's all right.
Look at that.
Oh, that's a cute puppy.
Dude.
How cute. Now I
got
a
little
shit.
Golden book classic. Wow.
That's what they were called. I was curious what they were called. A little golden book.
That's pretty fun.
That's a good mom anyway. Right there.
But yeah, I didn't realize.
She was a school teacher.
Oh, there you go.
She was used to it.
Yeah, true.
Is she out now? She's retired?
She's out. She's retarded.
Good. She won't get shot.
True. She did get out before all the shootings.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
You see, there was a girl who got misgendered, and she's like five? It was like a kindergarten class, and she got misgendered. The teacher got fired.
Really? They shoot the teacher? She got fired.
Damn.
Shot.
I bet she must have been. That teacher must have been being aggressive.
I don't know.
He's like, you're a fucking boy.
Yeah.
Apparently he went in and did like a, how you doing, girls? It was a girls' school.
Oh, no.
And that was
it. Was that easy?
Yeah, give it a goog.
Wait, so it was all girls' school and they got missed?
Yeah. Well, she said not everyone here identifies as a lady.
Jesus Christ.
Well, then you can't be in this school.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
good
all
point.
Girls' school. All girls.
That's crazy.
It was a girl who was a tomboy.
I guess.
Yeah. I'm a tomboy. I like to climb fences and play sports with my dad. Yeah. How dare you?
I think tomboy's out.
Identifies a tomboy.
I got a slingshot. I play with frogs. I'm a lesbian. I'm 10.
I'm in the bullpen. She's in the bullpen, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Just getting ready to get out there.
She's scissoring.
You can't.
You got a guardrail?
Guard